members were given communication training as they prepare to roll out school bond information to the public. They're obligated to follow legal guidelines. Board member Petra Butler says it can be a little gray sometimes.
Basically, the bottom line is we have the ability to provide factual information, and that is exactly what we're going to be doing. We had discussions about what each of us can do as an individual, but I think that's where the gray, it starts to become a little bit gray at that point. So I think we just need to make sure that we continually provide factual information.
District Communications Specialist Molly Miller says it's pretty simple on the surface, and they need to be diligent in providing only factual information to voters.
Sure, and that gets into a kind of a gray area for elected officials. But the interesting thing that we learned yesterday was that the district can provide its position in support of a bond to fund critical improvements for the school district, which was interesting. And we asked for a little more clarification from our lawyer about that.
If the bond fails, the board voted to proceed with a tax levy, which would be the alternative funding mechanism for the capital projects. It could be construed as a lack of taxpayer support for the proposed projects, but board member Julie Eyhausen says they have little choice.
We have to replace Treasure Mountain. We have a building that has to be replaced. There's 800 students that are housed in that building. That's just factual. That's just the way that it is. And trailers are not free. You know, every single trailer that we buy is about $100,000. You put a bathroom in it and it's another $25,000. So when we're looking at an expense or a potential expense at the high school, if we do not do the additions and the changes that are on the plans, we are going to have to buy anywhere from 16 to 18 trailers.
The board wants to get a final bond amount publicized by the end of June. More detailed renderings of the $68 million high school expansion are being put together by the architectural firm VCBO. A tax impact calculator can be found on pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.